Hello, everyone. This is Laura, Laura Cornell of DivineFeminineYoga.com, and I'm here with a special audio for Module 1 of the Thriving Yoga Teacher Program. This is the module on Durga and claiming your power, stepping into your power as a yoga teacher. So this visualization is for, I recommend you do this visualization after you have studied the unit, and the way to do that is to go through the training audio and go through the guidebook. There's so much in there. There's so much in the training audio, and there's so much in the guidebook that are going to give you a lot of ideas for directions to start working. And the reason that I'm doing this guided visualization is that I want you to really stay grounded and connected to Source, connected to whatever is your internal guide, your connection to spirit. Because as you go on this journey of growing as a yoga teacher and growing your business, there are so many ups and downs, and it can be very hard sometimes to stay confident. And so one of the best tools is to become more and more proficient at connecting with our truth, connecting with our inner wisdom. So I'm going to guide you through this visualization as a way of helping you do this, and I encourage you to do this as often as you need. So for example, if when you read through the guidebook, you feel like, oh my goodness, there's so much to choose from, there's so much to do, what should I do first? And you don't know what to do first, right? Connecting with your inner wisdom can tell you your next step. You can go inside and ask your own spirit guide, what is the next step for you? And it'll come. So we're going to do that. Or if you face a rejection one day, let's say that you're putting yourself out there, you're being brave, and you're really networking so beautifully, and one day you have a really good result, and the next day you don't have a good result. Maybe you go somewhere, you drive somewhere to meet someone, or you talk to someone on the phone, and they're not interested in your work, or they're not a fit, right? What does Durga want to tell you about this? What does the lion want to tell you about that? How can you receive comfort so that you don't lose confidence, but you know, that just wasn't the right person? Water off a duck's back, onto the next. Next, next, next. And connecting with that inner wisdom can help you do that. And finally, we just need to bless ourselves over and over again. Our brain has a negativity bias. We tend to go to whatever is not going well and get stuck there. And so just sending ourselves blessings, being that loving mother to ourselves, that loving presence of this loving wisdom cosmos, this Durga energy, who is the great mother, the great goddess, and saying loving things to ourselves, that's going to be part of our visualization. So this is the last page of your guidebook, and I recommend you have it near. I recommend that you sit quietly during this short visualization, and that when we're done, you let yourself open your eyes, pick up a pen, and write whatever has come to you. Just write the words and then read them and feel them in your heart. And I want to say that the voice of our true inner wisdom, the true wisdom, loving presence of the universe, is loving. So if you're hearing words of criticism for you, okay, you're probably not tapping in to your own, to the deepest wisdom. So if that's happening, get on the mentoring call and ask me for support, and I will help you, because it's really important that we are getting you in touch with this loving wisdom presence that is deeper than the critical messages we may be remembering from our families that might be sometimes lodged in the brain, in our samskaras. Those are things we want to release, and we'll work on that in the class on Kali. But in my experience, if we can really connect with our greater self, with this goddess energy, this cosmic energy, it is loving. So that's what you're going to be hearing. And if it's hard to hear that, let me know and I'll help you. And I want to say one more thing before we start, and that is that each person will have a different way of connecting with loving wisdom, and there's no one right way. Okay? So I encourage you to notice what is your unique way and honor that and practice that and let it become strengthened. So some of you may be familiar with the goddesses. You may have a friendly relationship with them. And in the training audio, I told you the story of Durga and described her a little bit. So you might want to practice visualizing her and see how she comes to you and speaks to you. And over the course of this Thriving Yoga Teacher program, we'll talk about some of the other goddesses as well. But you may already have a relationship with a divine feminine presence. Maybe it's Tara. Maybe it's Kuan Yin. Maybe it's Aphrodite, Pele. Or maybe you have a relationship with a power animal that comes to you and speaks to you in your meditation. Maybe you connect in nature with just a feeling in the presence of nature. Maybe the spirit of the moon is very alive for you and you can invoke the moon. Just visualize yourself talking to the moon. Or maybe you have a memory of a very loving grandmother or some other person in your life who loved you unconditionally. The loving aspect of your best grandmother. Or for some people, it's more, it's not so specific. Maybe it's higher power for you. Maybe it's great spirit. Whatever it is, that's what we're going to start by connecting to. Okay. So take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. And relax completely. Relax your physical body. Take a long, slow, deep breath. Relaxing the throat, the eyes, the jaw. Notice what's present in the mind, the thoughts that are so radiantly expressing themselves, and let the mind become restful. No striving in the mind, just let it be. Let the heart open and relax. And then go ahead and connect with the loving wisdom presence that wants to be with you today. And maybe that's a familiar loving presence, goddess or an animal or an element, the moon, loving grandmother, some being who wants to be with you today, maybe familiar or unfamiliar. And just become aware of this presence, this loving wisdom presence with you. And tell this loving wisdom presence everything you're wanting to unfold in your yoga vision. And maybe let this loving wisdom presence know your growing edge and what you're wanting to work on in this course. Maybe even bringing forward any anxiety or challenges. Just holding them out like an offering to this loving wisdom presence. Offering them as devotion. Showing your heart and your vision to this presence. And allow yourself to ask a question of this loving wisdom presence. What are my next steps? What do you want me to know? And again, just let the mind relax and receive whatever comes. What do you want me to know about my next steps? And then some of you might have picked Durga. And whether or not you picked Durga, I want you now to bring in an image of a lion. Durga's spiritual power, that elemental power of ferocity and clarity of vision, focus, intention, suppleness and strength, beauty, vitality, roaring, softness, sleep. Just bring that lion into your consciousness. See it. And as you start this journey and you finish module one on Goddess Durga, what does this lion want you to know about your path? Again, just seeing the lion, and maybe it's a feeling, not so much as words. How do you feel when you see the lion, and how does that inform your approach? And then finally, coming back to yourself, your own wisdom self, you are a beautiful, empowered yoga teacher. You've been on a beautiful journey. You've gone through your training. You've given so much, and you have so much to give more, so much in your heart, or you wouldn't be here. So sending a blessing to yourself, what does your own wise, loving self want for you on this journey as a yoga teacher? And just say it to yourself. I want you, Laura, to be totally at peace. I want you to love every moment that you're reaching out to your students and clients, that you're living. I want you to enjoy every moment of your life. Whatever that blessing is that you have for yourself, just hear it, speak it if you wish out loud. When you're ready, go ahead and open the eyes. And I welcome you to pick up your pen and begin to write. You might want to write the wisdom that has come to you, the words of your inner guide, the words of the lion, your own words of wisdom for yourself. You might want to write it as a letter, dear, with your name, or you might want to write it in some other way. Give yourself some good journaling time now. I send you so many blessings. Lots of love. Namaste.